you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Shh, EMI might be listening. Hello, you're listening to Radio Clash 64, and this is the Anal Staircase edition. Snigger.
This is Radio Clash.
Hello, this is Tim from Radio Clash. This is Show 64, and that was The Vines with Don't Listen to the Radio. And we'll see how far that gets on Radio 1 and various other radio stations. And we like, well, I'm not going to use the royal we. I like that sentiment, definitely. It seems to be almost like a new kind of hermit type thing. You can find that over at thevines.com. That's naughtily ripped from the audio feed. So, hee 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 hee. We've got quite a few good tunes for you in the show today. Lots of mashups. We've got some strange camp classics. Got some stuff from the new Rough Trade Counterculture 05 CD. Some stuff from The Trip by Tom Middleton. Some odd covers. Oh, the usual stuff. And we're going to start with a topical bootlet. I've been finding the whole Dick Cheney affair very funny. If you want to listen to a podcast that goes into this in more detail, listen to Bicycle Mark's podcast. I think it's 103 or 104. I think it's 104, where he kind of talks about the press briefing, and it's quite funny because he's going, that's a good question. That's a crap question. And it seems like the whole White House press corps just turned on this poor guy after years of being so matey. So, there were a few bootlegs out there that are certainly relating, including a new one from DJ Paul V about the whole affair. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I'm being told Whittington's condition has now been upgraded from stable to stable but still shot in the face. For now, I'm Ed Helms, reporting from outside Christo Stone Hospital in Corpus Christi, Texas, where this weekend a 78-year-old man was shot in the face by the Vice President of the United States of America.
sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down,
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. Then farmer felt the sorrow. Yes, farmer felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmer felt the sorrow, and one reason is clear. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. And I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, because you set me free. And I want you. And I want you, and I want you, just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Dick, suck my dick, fuck my ass. Dick is a killer. 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 Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. I believe that God made me a woman. I feel it in my heart, and this bitch's voice must be heard. A sex change is the only certain way to preserve the sanctity of marriage. We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others. And having come this far, and in the unfolding of the years, this country has a new friend called Shirley W. Bush. Dick is a killer. 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 May God continue to bless America. Word. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free.
His music is my whole life.
I love you.
If you don't like the food, can't press eject. Baby, baby's getting older, can't take a rain check. It's time to let them know what we expect. Stop building SUV and strong out of OPEC. Hold up, wait up, you know we come correct. Wanna change things up, play the cassette. Easier to sit back than stick out your neck. It's easier to break it than build it correct.
We got a president we didn't elect. The Kyoto Treaty keep us out of the neglect. And still the U.S. just wants to flex. Keep doing that. We're gonna break our necks.
And they played records. Everything's music now. Music
is everything.
My life, I love you.
Hey, yo. Hateful people wanna keep us in check. Tearing down each other is what they expect. If you want love, well, hey, that's a bet. We got to give before we can get.
We like a battle who is on deck. When it's time to wreck shop, then shop all wreck. So let's calibrate and check our specs. We need a little shift going over to the left.
I don't really know
I'm gonna play a record.
He's a guy with a hit record. Chicks were really flipping out.
In my life, I love you.
So step up to the window and place your bets. This is U.S. gonna keep breaking necks. Or maybe it's time that we impeach tax. In the military, but some lady wants to flex.
By the time Bush is gone, world will be left. Selling bots like equals up in the discotheque. Environmental destruction and a national debt. With $20 left in the fat war chest. Now what the real deal, why you can't connect? Why you hating people that you never met? Did your mama teach you, show some respect? Why not open your mind for a sec?
And they played records, and that was a big thing. Go down there and dance. And music is a whole thing there. Just went to hear the music. And then there were boys, and they were cute. And everybody had long hair.
My life, I love you more.
That went better than I could have possibly imagined.
Hi, Tim. This is Shanna, also Viridescent Film Live Journal. And I just read your posting Loneliness of a Long Distance Podcaster. And I have to admit, I'm guilty of not letting podcasters know when I enjoy their show. So I just want to let you know how much I do enjoy it, and I encourage you to keep going. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Shannon, for that. I wrote a blog post about pod fading because Scott Fletcher over at Podcheck came up with a great term a year ago at pod fading, and I was just kind of trying to clarify and also throw out a few sort of thoughts and questions about the whole thing about pod fading and how some of my favourite podcasts have stopped. But of course, since then, we had the new Mashup podcast from Ross, number 10. So go and check that out. That's mashuppodcast.co.uk, I think. Is check the blog. But yeah, I think that's the URL. So that last track was from the new Let It Beast. There's new Beastles, everyone. DJ BC with the Beasties. And it's already been cease and desisted. And that's fast. It was released on Sunday night. I got it on Torrent on Sunday night. I just I think I found it on a tracker. I didn't actually see the posting. I just found it there and like, ooh, wonder if it's an old one, a new one, or I'll download it anyway. It was out on Monday, boing boing on Sunday on Monday. Cease and desist from EMI on Tuesday. That's how fast it's working nowadays. I just can't catch up. But very, very good. That's, of course, In My Life with the Beastie Boys. I'm not sure which Beastie Boys track it is. It's not Open Last in New York. Because I'm not a big Beasties fan, but I do actually like that one. Before that was RX with Dick is a Killer. And then before that was the very funny DJ Paul V with Cheney's Got a Gun, which, of course, is Aerosmith, Nancy Sinatra, and the audio blues version of Nancy Sinatra, the Bang Bang. So, it's how's everyone been? It's I've been okay. I was out at Ducky on Saturday night with Greg and his friend Joe, which was great. Things going generally well with me. I'll talk more about Ducky later on because I've got some tunes to play relating to that. But what I want to talk about is the fact that sadly, Madge Weinstein's partner died recently. So that's that was on the 11th since I did my last show, and so there's been a lot of talk about that. It was his partner Juan, was it Juan, otherwise known as Gussie Iskowitz on the podcast, and Richard Bluestein, of course, is Madge. And so there's been the I've heard a bit of the eulogy and podcasts around that, and of course sent my condolences. And I think my thought is, well, it's because it's very sad. I didn't know Gussie Yuan very well at all, but it's always sad when it happens to people you know through the podcast scene or online or blogging, because you kind of get to know them, especially in blogging and podcasting, at a much deeper level. Or you see in certain little tiny, very narrow niches at a deeper level, not necessarily in all of them. It's quite sad, really. And also there for the grace of Goddess, or grace of the gods, go I, because, of course, John is about 23 years older than me, so it's likelihood that he'll die before me. So that's a scary, scary thought. And also, I think just before I heard that news, I heard about Fontaine Ben had broken up with Fontaine Diane. There's a new track, The Tree, which explains what happened, and is called The Breakup Part 1, which is a very good show. It's quite an up show. You think, oh God, no, I can't listen to that. Like some of the Yeast Radio, I thought, do I want to listen to this? This is going to be dark. But actually, in both cases, they're actually quite positive messages coming through. So I'm going to play a song for anyone who's having trouble at the moment. I think it seems to be a lot of people having issues. Some I can't talk about here, but you know who you are. And I'm generally fine, but I'm just kind of a bit down. Everybody else I know, it's also the weather as well, it's a bit crap, but it's raining, horrible raining and grey today. But it's more the fact that people I know of seem to be going through crap times, and that kind of just depresses me, and I want to sort of make it better. So I don't know if this song will make it better, but it's one of the most hopeful songs I've heard in recent times. It's Lowe's When I Go Deaf from their Great Destroyer album. Great album, by the way. And you might think when you first hear the lyrics, oh well, that's what is Tim on about? That's just a totally inappropriate song. But it's actually quite a hopeful song. It's like triumph through adversity. And when it really kicks in, I want everyone to just kind of, because when I first heard this, I was stomping. I was in a bad mood, and I was stomping down the street, and it made me feel really better. So suddenly, when it hits, if you want to do air guitar or jump up and down or scream or whatever. If you're going through shit times, it will actually make you feel a lot better, I promise you. And a few noisy tracks after that. So I'll speak to you soon.
When I go deaf, I won't even mind. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll be just fine. I'll stay out all night looking at the sky. I'll still have my sight. Yeah, I'll still have my. We will make love. We won't have to fight. We won't have to speak. And we won't have to lie. And I'll stop writing songs, stop scratching out lines. I won't have to think, and it won't have to rhyme. When I go go dead.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
Freeze up, Tyrant Chill. I'm in my
That's Black Metal Tarantula by Super Collider featuring Octofish, and a mighty fine track it is too. It's a mix of Pendulum, and I don't exactly know what the heavy metal guitars, if they're actually, if that's actually done live, I don't know. But certainly it rocks. Rock. Rock. And before that was Lowe's When I Go Deaf. So I think they could sort of work together in a kind of like early kind of deafness, kind of we like to please type of way. And that reminds me, I'm going to definitely be at the West of Bastard, which is coming up on the 9th of March, which is going to be the launch night for that track and a 12-inch of other sort of rave dance classics, which is called This Is Infinite Zen, which has on it Lid Gimme Rega Joanna, which has been played on this show, Phil and Dog Behind the Penis, not heard that one, Steve Christ, Smacked Up Dragler, that had a great video, that is sort of Rob Zombie and various other things mixed in the mix. It's very good. Sandhog, 500 Bad Mice, I think I've played that on the show, if not I should do at some point. DJ Lumpy, someone played very very many times on this show, very good, What Are You Raving For, and of course Black Metal Tarantula. And it looks like a very good night. Sandhog, Phil and Dog, Super Collider, DJ Lumpy, and Overhope organization. I don't know that the Overhope organization, but it might be an alias, I don't know. So I'll be there for that, because I want to pick up my copy of that aforementioned vinyl. And it's actually got its own little catalogue number, HOIZ003, factory styly. The other big news is I'll be playing West of Bastard in April the 13th, so put that in your diary. I forgot to mention where it is. If you're going, ooh, West of Bastard, is that Japan? Is that California? Is that no? That is in Bristol, the Hatchet on Frogmore Street, and £3 entry, 9 p.m., 2 a.m. I've been there before and I had a great time last time, so I'm really chuffed to be playing there, and also really chuffed to go down there in March as well. I think it will be manic. Sandhog, of course, played the last, well, it's not the last Bastard, it's actually second to last Bastard, really. The last Bastard two-parter, as a cartel has put it on the message wall recently. Phil and Dog are always good. They've got some new boots coming out, I know, or they've been hinting, you know, they've got something they're preparing, so I can't wait to hear that. What else? Oh, Ducky, talking about having a great time. Went to Ducky with Greg and Joe, as I mentioned. If you've not been to Ducky, it's well worth going. It's the DJs are London Reader's Wives, who have had various releases under the Reader's Wives. And they play a really good eclectic mix, kind of like indie, pop, dance, electro, old synth pop. It's kind of like, basically they seem to go back to sort of 70s and 60s, to the modern day. They go back the whole 40 years and just pick really good tunes. It's not really one of these sort of super cool Hoxton Halls genre type places where you'll hear kind of the latest drum and bass country hybrid or whatever. But they play very good tunes. They play things like Sparks, Beat the Clock. They played David Essex, I'm Gonna Make You a Star, which is one of Kirk's faves. I'm just not going to say if I like it or not. Visual Secrets Act. And various other things. But I had a really good night sort of moshing away. Apologies who I trod on. It's a small place. It's in the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, and that's Amy LeMay's club. And and they also have performance art there. It's very good. And I think one of the biggest tracks of the night was, of course, surprise, surprise, given this the gay mixed audience, was Slither Sisters. So I'm going to play a very good bootleg by Fet Dog, which I suspicion actually includes TVI by the Eden Studios again, because of the intro. I might be wrong, but given Fet Dog also is a big Iggy fan, I think, I wouldn't be surprised. So, prospects.
You gotta wrap your fuzzy 2002. Where are you from?
Ethiopia, but really I'm German. You know how they say like, Ethiopians are like Germans dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, I heard of that. I'm from Bulgaria.
Yeah, I've been there.
Really? Where did you stay?
I can't remember. I was drunk. I think I was passing through on my way to Olympia to become a riot girl.
Really? I almost opened a gallery there once with Ellen von Unverth.
Yeah, I remember that. But I organised a radical picnic with Kathleen Hanna.
Really? I used to be in Bratmobile.
Really? I was once very briefly in a band called Clock DVA.
Really? I like listening to Karlheinz Munchausen.
Me too. I love Karlheinz Munchausen. I used to, like, share a flat with him.
Really? I shagged him once.
Really? I used to piss on him every day.
Really? We used to work at Topshop together and steal money from the tills.
Really? I got syphilis once in Topshop.
Really? I had syphilis stage 3.
Really? I had NSU.
Really? I had BPM.
Me too.
Hey, I'm gonna have an exhibition here in 2 weeks.
Really? Well, I'm gonna have a performance here in 3 weeks. I'm gonna throw chairs around and then I'm gonna throw myself around and then I'm gonna cut myself 23 times.
Really? I haven't had a shag in like 23 minutes.
Really? I haven't had a job in like 10 years.
Really? I used to live without electricity for 10 years.
Really? I used to share a squat with Nina Hagen in Camden and she used to make pizza out of dead cats.
Really? I met David Blaine in Coco Desire the other day.
Oh yeah? Well, we used to hang out together in Brazil.
Oh really? My uncle designed the Palace of Dawn in Brasilia.
Really? My uncle designed the anal staircase.
Really? My uncle's cock is like 12 inches long.
Yeah, but my cock is like 14 inches long.
Really? Mine too.
But my cock was once amputated after a motorcycling accident.
Well, I was once involved in a plane crash, but David Hasselhoff saved me from the ashes.
Really? Well, I was cremated once.
Really? I was born with only one leg.
Really? You know, I think I fancy you.
Really? So do I.
Around you, and you will see who you are on a clear day. How it will astound you that the glow outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. But on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever, ever more.
Start button.
2.
Fast forward button.
3.
Rewind button.
4.
Record button.
5.
Complicated music button.
6.
Long wave button.
7.
Short wave button.
8.
Hey, are you waving at me button?
9.
Pause button.
10.
Continuous play button.
11.
Noise reduction button.
12.
Good morning button.
13.
Good afternoon button.
14.
Piss off button.
15.
Reset button. Repeat button.
17.
Repeat button.
18.
Flirt button.
19.
Automatic flash unit.
20.
Automatic focus unit.
21.
Built-in timer.
22.
Built-in memory.
23.
Low battery indicator.
24.
Built-in violence.
25.
Ooh, just to shorten that button.
26.
Quiet button. Shh.
27.
Turn it up button.
28.
Remote control.
29.
Cloud control.
30.
I'll give you everything you dreamed of button.
31.
Stop button.
Don't stick your hand in the blender. Don't use the hairdryer while you're in the bath. Unplug the electric saw before you try to fix it. Don't point the crossbow at your friends. Don't trim your toenails with a carving knife. Don't climb inside old freezers in the junkyard. Don't put your nephew in the microwave. Don't summon demons with the Ouija board. Don't try to make new holes in your belt while you're still wearing it. Don't try to swim to the island. Don't throw darts at people. There is no such thing as a metal frisbee. Don't climb on the roof. Don't throw stones at me to try to attract my attention. Don't shut your eyes while you're driving. There is no such thing as a metal frisbee. Don't drink the grey wine. Don't swallow pills that you find in the street. Don't stab people with old syringes. Don't make your own fireworks. Don't drop slabs from the motorway bridge. Don't take the batteries out of the smoke alarm. Don't throw grit at the driver. Don't make your own flamethrower. Stay out of the chemistry lab when the supervisor is absent. Don't throw ammunition on the campfire. Don't play games with poisonous snakes. Don't eat glass. Don't smoke in the refueling depot. Be careful with the nail gun and the air rifle and the circular saw. Don't glue razor blades onto things. Don't pick fights with known psychopaths. Don't touch the hot plate. Don't hang glide over the volcano. Don't lean out of the window when the bullet train is in motion. Don't put old car batteries in the furnace. Don't play chicken. Don't fly a kite beneath the electricity pylon. Don't be dared to do dangerous things by people with missing limbs. Don't make roadblocks on the bobsleigh run. Don't pretend to be a doctor. Don't tamper with a braking system. Don't shout at old people. Don't liberate zoo animals. Don't use the lawnmower to trim the hedge. Don't give bayonets to children. Don't hide the fire extinguisher. Don't run in the hospital. Don't stick metal coat hangers in the toaster while it's still switched on. Don't buy bomb-making equipment. Don't slash my tires while I'm driving. Don't play war in the electricity substation. Don't stage mock executions. Stay away from the ski jump and the cable car and the funicular railway. Don't volunteer for the drug testing. Don't go in a hot air balloon. Don't press red buttons. Obey the stop signs. Obey the stop signs. Obey the stop sign and the no entry signs and the speed limit. Don't jump over the barriers. There is no such thing as a metal frisbee. Don't try to perform surgery on yourself. Don't stick kebab skewers up your nose. Don't join the army. Keep your hands off the gas tap and the welding equipment and the railway signals. Don't break into people's houses and climb up their chimneys. Don't park in the fast lane. Don't steal police cars. Don't pretend to be an acupuncturist or a pilot or a back specialist. Don't try to grow biological weapons. Wash your hands after using pesticides and playing with dead animals and attempting to grow biological weapons. And above all, don't eat scorpions.
That was David Trigley with Don't. For that was Streamer Start Button featuring Private Thoughts in Private Places, mixed with The Peddlers by Soulwax from the end of their great Too Many DJs Volume 2. And then before that was On a Clear Day You Can See Forever by The Peddlers, which is sampled on that track. That's from The Trip by Tom Middleton, a very, very good album. And you might hear some more from that later on in the show. And then before that was a great track by No Bra called Munchausen. No Bra are Suzanne Overbeck and Dale, and they are sort of part of the sort of sort of the gay art scene, art fag scene, in London. And they're playing on the 23rd, so I might actually, this Thursday, so I might actually go along. There's a very strange video of that on the site, and Susanna Verbeck wanders around with a false moustache, and she looks quite androgynous anyway. So that's actually, it sounds like two blokes, it's actually a man and a woman. And I just love the lyrics on that, especially the, my uncle just designed the anal staircase, which just gave the name to the show. I know it's a Coil track, that's where the title comes from, before Jeb you write in, but it was, I thought that was quite a funny phrase. I didn't realize it was a Coil track until I actually had looked on Google. And then before that was Sister Sisters, the Filthy Gorgeous, the Fet Dog and Clean Mix. Again, more metal, it seems to be a bit very metal. It's more like an anal metal staircase show, I might actually call it that. So, one of the good things at the moment is that the Who Boys have released some new mashup on their site, and they've released a For Mash Get Smashed album, and there are a lot of the tracks that I've played on this show. I've been privileged to actually have the some of the exclusives. I'm going to play a track from them now, which is called Rolf Buster, and apparently it was done well before, without knowledge of all this kind of shit mat Rolf smashing, and it works mighty fine. Oh, and this is from... This is for Marty as well.
On my board, the session will be stand. First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge Andreas. Some people call me Judge Dredd.
When I'm dead, Fred Tan. We hide when I'm dead. When I'm dead, 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 dead. Watch me while the beast flee, mate. Watch me while the beast flee. They're a dangerous breed, mate.
Just wanted to say, enjoy your podcast. This is Dis Furkin from the USA. Thank you.
Hi, this is Uncle John from the Radio Zoom podcast, and you are listening to the Radio Clash Mashup Podcast.
Thank you. this planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. It is our home, the place where you and I live. But supposing we look away from the Earth and travel in our imaginations across the vast, endless stretches of outer space. There we can imagine other stars. Stranger stars by far than ever shone in our night sky.
That's from the Trip. That's Tom Middleton, and that's the of course the Clangers with the Robert Mellin Orchestra with the theme to The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, and one of the best theme tunes ever. And before that was Pacific 202, done by the Williams Ferry Brass Band, otherwise known as Acid Brass. That was back in 1997 that Jeremy Deller and had the idea of, well, why don't we combine brass bands with acid house? And it does actually make a fair amount of sense because of the time with the closure of the mines in 1984 and the rise of acid house a couple of years later, and sort of the warehouse raves and the whole kind of industrial sort of breakdown in the north, and then people basically holding parties in those factories. It does make sense. And of course then the KLF went and did their version, which most people know, but there's a very good version of What Time Is Love. And that reminds me, I finished my house mix, the Noise 5 house mix is done, and it's a cracker. And I'm just waiting for, I think it's three other people that haven't done their mixes yet, so if you're listening, do them now. This is an order, this is the voice of the Mysterons. Before that was Cat Cars, of course the Gary Newman track done by Cats and Jammers. That's from the Rough Trade Counterculture 05 CD, and of course, you know, steel band version of Cars, got to be good. And then middle was a message by Disferkin, and before that was Who Boys with Rolf Buster. So it's the end of the show. You can find out more about the show notes, links, all that gubbins at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I'd love to get feedback or voicemail. The number in the States is 206-202-5274. I'm on Skype as Radio Clash, and on Gizmo as Tim Bearcub, and the UK number is 0700 5850 524. That's 0700 5850 524. Please use it, because Ross and Mashup used it, that was great, and that's probably kept it going at least for another month, because it has to have a certain amount of traffic, otherwise it gets dropped, as happened to the original Clash line. But I got it back, someone else obviously dropped it as well, so if you call those, that'd be brilliant. So it's the end of the show. I hope you had a good one. I'm going to end on a Clash cover. I've been sort of trawling around for Clash covers, and I noticed that Andy Churchill over at Make Some Noise played a Clash cover that I didn't know about. How dare he? Of Gene Serino. It's actually quite good. It's an electro cover of Should I Stay or Should I Go? Good timing. No, it's all right. And I actually found this cover by Josh Rouse, which is very much in the style of Jose Gonzalez, that kind of thing. And it's just been played on the Blue Room on Radio 1, so on January 22nd. So we're kind of up with the kids. We are. Well, yeah, right. So this is Cover of Straight to Hell by Josh Rouse, and I'll see you soon.
1, 2, 3, 4. You could play on the fiddle,
How's about a British jigging reel? Speak in King's English in quotations. Israel heads pound, the steel mills rust, water froze in the generation. Clear as winter's eyes, this is your paradise. There ain't no need for you. There ain't no need for you. You go straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell. Wanna join in a chorus of the Amerasian blues when it's Christmas down in Ho Chi Minh City. Kitty say papa, 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 papa say, and take me home. See me got photo, photo, photograph of you and mama, mama, mama say, of you and mama, mama, mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood, bamboo kid. It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice. Straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. Straight to hell, boys. Oh, Mama Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama Sam says, play mine crazed banjo on the doggy drug ragtime USA in Parkland International, Junkiedom USA. Procaine proves the purest rock man grew and rap poison. Volatile Molotov says, you go straight to hell. You go straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. Straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. You go straight to hell, boys. Yeah, you go straight to hell.